Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
Hey there, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. So glad that you are here. Thank you very much for joining. My name is Scott McKenzie, and you are joining the number one industrial-related podcast in the galaxy. No, in the universe, and it is dedicated to you, the industrial professionals, the companies that get it done. That's what we're all about. You're bold, you're brave, you dare greatly, you innovate, and you're changing the world, and we need you more than ever. Thank you very much for joining. We have a great interview with a young lady by the name of Patricia Grabarek. Got it. And she is co-founder with Worker Being, that's WRKRBEING. And you know what we're going to be talking about? Human capital and talking about wellness programs because, boy, are we disconnected out there as a community. Let's get going. Yeah. How about this for a timely doggone interview? She's amazing. She focuses on some incredible points. And, you know, this is all under the guise, right? Under the guise of Operation Phoenix and where we're really trying to work with hope. Right? We need hope. We need optimism. We need to collaborate every which way we can, because we're not going to be able to do it ourselves, right? We're just not. We're just going to have to collaborate and put our pride aside to create strategies for action, right? We're going to be rising out of this, I don't know what you would call this, but out of the ashes, like our phoenix, and definitely. We've got a lot of work to do, but you know what? Because your industry, yeah, I know you can. So let's talk a little bit about Patricia. Now, we are talking about you've got a disconnected workforce out there. They're everywhere, right? They're everywhere, and some might be lonely. Some might be they're under stress. Most definitely, leaders. Employees, just people in general, and you know, they're just looking for options. And so, Patricia, on this particular interview, we talk about sort of a wellness approach to this workforce that's been just turned upside down and flipped around like a flapjack in a pan, and they're trying to figure out, okay, what's next? Where are we going? There's just so much uncertainty out there, so much concern, so much tension and stress. And, Patricia says, okay, with that fact, here are some wellness strategies. Here are some wellness actions that we can take today and so that we can sort of help minimize some of this stress and some of this anxiety. And one of the biggest things that we talked about is just being able to reach out to those people. Hey, how are you doing? I've started to do that. I get into my own little groove, and I just think, no big deal, and I'm just sort of buzzing around. And I realize there are a lot of people who are just saying, gosh, hey, thanks for reaching out. I was just sitting here. I'm hunkered down in my house, and I appreciate that. And it means a lot, and it does something to the soul. So this interview, definitely, let's talk about reducing stress, especially in this environment. Enjoy the interview with Patricia Grabarek, that's a G-R-A-B-A-R-E-K. Thank you very much. Here we go. Hey, Patricia, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. So glad that you are here. Thank you very much for joining and sharing your wisdom to the listeners of the Industrial Talk Podcast. How are you doing?
I'm great. Adjusting to all the craziness with this coronavirus world. But overall, doing well. I can't complain.
Give us a little background, and then we're going to start going into your what we're going to be talking about, which is, I believe, you listeners out there, it's timely. It's pen and paper time. You're going to have to listen to her. So give us a little background there, Patricia, on why you're such an incredible professional.
Thank you. Yeah, so my background is in industrial organizational psychology. So I have my PhD, and basically that's business psychology. A lot of people don't know the field that well. And what we do is we study people in the workplace. And that includes things like hiring the right people or finding good leaders and helping coach leaders, all of that good stuff. And my favorite area is workplace wellness. So I've started a company with my co-founder, a friend from grad school, Katina Sawyer. It's called Worker Bee, and it's all about workplace wellness research. And we're trying to get the good research out there that's being done more accessible and into people's hands, which is why this conversation is perfect. It's hopefully going to give some good insight and some research to folks that are listening.
Yeah. And you know, listeners, it's sort of an interesting time out there in business with a lot of uncertainty, a lot of, you know, angst. And I am very excited about this particular conversation. Now, your work is cut out for you, Patricia. It's just FYI. It's just, yeah, especially now, it's, you know, the work is cut out for you. So let's talk a little bit about defining workplace wellness now in, because there's workplace wellness and now we're all disconnected and we're working remotely. And how do you deal with that? So let's just define workplace wellness, what that means. And then what do we do?
Yeah. So workplace wellness is really people feeling healthy and whole at work. And it has to do with a lot more than just the kind of gimmicky wellness programs like, you know, yoga at work or things like that. It's really more about the person as a whole. So emotional well-being, mental well-being, physical well-being, and how that ties into work. And so how can you make work environments that are the most effective and the most well for the employees, so that you're thinking about your employees more holistically. So workplace wellness is really kind of encompassing all the different areas. So the different types of content in that space are like work-life balance, you know, how do those programs work, like mindfulness, yoga, et cetera. But then also things like creating inclusive work environments, making places safe psychologically to work, places where you can feel comfortable and express yourself and express your opinions without feeling like you're going to be demeaned. So there's a lot of other things that are a little bit bigger than just typical wellness programs.
It's a basket full of opportunity, but let's say I have my business hat on and I'm the owner. It seems I've got all these other challenges over here, right? But what we're talking about is trying to create a better environment in the hopes of being able to be more productive, more happy results and more whatever. But it seems like it's heavy lifting on my end. Is it difficult to try to, or do you incrementally sort of apply sort of wellness programs? And it's not a big bang. It's more, hey, we're going to do this and then we're going to do this.
Yeah, I think it's more incremental. And you're right, though. Everything that comes to the business owner's mind is like, how can I make my workforce more productive? And really allowing for people to be a positive work environment helps them be more productive, more effective, perform a lot better. You know, exhausted employees are not going to be performing at the best. So it is really a focus on making sure that your employees are well, and that does have returns from business perspective. And from a leader's perspective or an organization's perspective, it does make sense to start small. And there's actually a lot of really easy things you can do that are not related to dollar signs. Creating that work environment includes making sure that your leaders are having productive conversations and relationships with people. It's making an environment that people feel comfortable to take a break if they need a break. Breaks are really important in the research. So, you know, taking 15-minute breaks here and there just to kind of re-energize can be very, very helpful. And if you're not allowing for people to take the time they need to step away, then you're going to be creating a more harmful environment. So there's not actually a lot of cost involved. It's really creating that culture that's important.
So that would be number one that I would like the listeners to sort of take note. The freedom, the ability to be able to sort of take that break. And like you said, if I'm fatigued and mentally, physically, whatever that fatigue might be, it behooves me to take a break to get my, you know, thoughts together or whatever it might be for greater productivity and not have to worry about somebody's going, oh, taking a break.
Yeah. You know, why aren't you at your desk?
Why aren't you just sort of banging away at the keys? Look at me.
Yeah. Or even at this time, like, why are they not showing as available on Skype or whatever, you know, as you're working from home. So being able to allow people to walk away from their computer to have that moment, because really what we see in the research is that having that time to disconnect from work, even just for 15 minutes during the workday, you come back more refreshed and more energized and therefore more productive.
Noble concept. I like it a lot. I know that I did. I took my breaks just because, yeah. You know, I can only bang away at the keys so long, you know. But okay, yeah, so we've got that first one. Give us another point that we can, and it's not so overwhelming. It's not this big old elephant that you're trying to consume all in one bite. There is ways of being able to effectively change the culture and help people, you know, succeed and be productive. What's that number two?
So number two is recovery. So when you leave work, you need to be able to recover from your day. And that includes things like just disconnecting from your email. You know, working from home right now, a lot of people are at home, can be really hard to get away from your computer, from your desk, from your email, because you're right there with it still. And organizations need to encourage people to not answer emails at 5 a.m. or 2 a.m. or 12 p.m. or whatever that looks like, you know, or I guess 12 a.m. but really what you want people to do is to step away from technology. We see that people get better sleep if they step away from their technology and from their work emails and work content at least a few hours before bed. So that's part of that recovery. The other piece of recovery is we actually see in the research that learning something new helps you recover, helps you re-energize. Huh. So that might not work related, but it might be something like, I want to learn to cook this new dish, or I am really interested in learning how to paint. So doing some sort of other mastery outside of work really helps people recover.
I like that because we are what's happening today. I realize that I enjoy cooking. I enjoy cooking, but I just get in the trenches, right? And you're just trying to just push out the content and push out the information and working with the people. And you're just there 24/7, it seems like. And then I came to the conclusion that I'm going to cook something. And you know, you're exactly correct. It sort of was just like, well, this is good. I'm cutting a tomato and I'm just sort of cutting a tomato and I'm not thinking about all the other things that are flopping around. You're absolutely right. But you know, culturally it's difficult to disconnect. I mean, look, your phone's here, my phone's here. It's like attached to my ear all the time. And it's hard to disconnect.
So. It is really hard. And I think that's where leaders can model that behavior. So if you stop emailing at a certain time as a leader, then you're showing employees it's okay to not be connected. So trying to create a culture of it, and, you know, even calling people out, like as weird as it sounds, like I've emailed my employees, been like, you're on vacation, stop emailing me. Do not do this. Right. So I think it's really important for people to do that and leaders to model that behavior and model it up. If you see your leader emailing on vacation, be like, hey, go enjoy what you're doing. Like, I can take care of this. It's going to be fine. So trying to make sure everyone's encouraging each other to disconnect is helpful.
Unless you get a bozo like me who just always wants to connect. And where are you? I'm trying to, I'm constantly chirping at somebody. Yeah. Don't take this as an example. All right, listeners, we have take breaks consistently and then recover after work. What's number three there?
So number three is freedom. And that means being able to have control over your own work and tasks. So from a leader perspective, it's not micromanaging and trying to let people actually do their own jobs and have control over their tasks and their time. The more freedom people have, the happier they are in their job, the more productive they tend to be. They are more engaged in what they're doing. They don't feel like a child that's kind of being corralled into doing whatever they need to do. They feel like they have some power over their lives. So allowing people to have freedom. And I think this is really important right now with the work from home, because a lot of people get nervous. They don't know what their employees are doing. Well, they're adults. They want to keep their jobs in this time. Right. So let them have that moment to do their work. And you can have some check-ins here and there, but don't micromanage.
Yeah. And again, you know, the pushback on that is like, you've got to trust that your team has your best interest and the best interest of the company at heart, and they're going to be doing what they need to do. I mean, it just is what it is. So the last one on this, but we're going to throw in a couple other bullets here. Number four, talk to me.
So So building relationships, there's a lot of research that supports that having strong relationship at work helps you feel better at work. You've got some support systems. If you're having a hard time, you feel like you have people to talk to. You feel engaged, you feel happy with those relationships. So building those relationships is really important. And obviously at this time when people are working out from home a little bit more, it's a little bit harder, but there's a lot of good ways to manage those relationships, right? Instead of emailing all the time, think about picking up the phone and calling, right? If you've got some sort of internal like Skype or Teams kind of contact, you know, maybe you can IM somebody and say, hey, I have a quick question. Can we get on a call? So get on the phone, ask them how they're doing. Just continuing to make those connections is really, really critical, especially when you're working from home. Virtual happy hours, virtual lunch breaks where you can sit and, you know, have lunch with your coworkers, but just via video can really, really impact your relationships and continue to build them and strengthen them even though you're remote. And those relationships will help you stay engaged at work and feel better overall.
And I gotta tell you, from just a timely perspective, I've been working from home for many years, so I've learned, but I know that it's very difficult if you all of a sudden now are working from home, and that camaraderie, that ability to build those relationships is vitally, vitally important. I mean, people are dealing with such, you know, who knows, you know, whatever's rolling through their heads. Right. But it is, I like that. I like that a lot. Now, this is a bonus one. How do you deal with, isolation? I'm at home. I've already walked the dog. There's an isolation that takes place. And in that isolation, you're not like, wow, I'm just isolated. I love it. And you're not hearing many of the, you're not reading books about the wonders of being isolated. So what do you recommend people do? Because it is a disconnected workforce right now. What do you recommend just to deal with isolation?
I think it kind of goes back to the relationships piece. Trying to continue to connect with people, schedule actual happy hours, like put it on your calendar, make that time to get on the phone with your friends, with your coworkers, their parents, do visual connection, right? Get on FaceTime. There are some really fun things that are like some technology that's coming out in terms of like Netflix, right? You can watch a Netflix show at the same time with your friends and you guys can keep chatting about it. So then you kind of feel like you're doing something together. So trying to make it an experience, not just a conversation. Maybe, happy hour, everyone maybe has a drink, but then maybe you're doing something else. Maybe you're cooking together. You're both trying out the same recipe. So you can talk about what you're doing and ask each other tips. Or maybe one of your friends is a good cook and can teach you via video. So I think that there's a lot of creative ways where you can keep connecting. And luckily for us, we have technology. I mean, imagine this was 30, 40 years ago. It would be so much worse, right?
It would just really be awful. I can just only imagine. Yeah. It's like, we can have this conversation with no problem. Do you know if there is a location, a resource? I mean, you're coming up with some great ideas, some really creative thinking, because for me, I'm not thinking in those terms. I'm not thinking about, I can share a Netflix film with a friend of mine and we can chat. I just didn't know that even existed. Is there a place that sort of exists? Hey, because you're isolated, do this, do that.
Oh, that's a good question. I've just kind of seen them randomly pop up through whenever I've been online. So probably doing some Google searches, you could find something, some tips and tricks. I'm sure people are becoming even more creative than me, right? With lots of ideas. So I would just search the internet and people are talking about this constantly. I just happened to see the Netflix one because I think I got an email from them. But the other ideas that I had are just kind of my own. So on Worker Being's website, we do have an article about coronavirus and what tips that you can have. So from working from home tips. In addition to that, we have tips on, you know, how do you build those relationships virtually? So there, we do have some content.
I like that. That is out on Worker. That's WORKRBEING. I didn't put it in there. Yeah, that's right. ING. Worker Being. I love that. Now, I can't help but notice this is timely too. And this will be out on industrialtalk.com. There is a, your Worker Being 5-day workplace wellness reset. Tell us a little bit about that and why that is so cool.
Yeah, so what we did is we created a tool for people that are looking to help themselves in terms of the workplace wellness, like how can they improve their current work life. And what it is 5 days with five different research-based approaches. So five different things to try and see what works for you, because it's not a one-size-fits-all, right? Like maybe you really thrive with lots of breaks, or maybe you prefer to do like a gratitude exercise or different things like that. There's so much research out there, and it's kind of hard to figure out what's the right thing for you. So this 5-day reset gives you five different things that you can try and tackle and see what you like, and then that can help you give you some sort of practice to put into your life moving forward that can help you focus on your wellness and give you that disconnect from work that you need.
Are you active out on LinkedIn? Are you?
I am. I am active on LinkedIn, and so is Worker Being.
Good. So if I wanted to reach out, or a listener would like to reach out, just find you out on LinkedIn and reach out.
Right? Yeah, on LinkedIn. It's under my name.
Good. And that's Patricia. Don't help me. Grub.
Sorry, cut out.
Oh, that's okay.
Patricia Grabara.
Yeah, there you go. So, I would imagine. And that's G-R-A-B-A-R-E-K. And I'm sure there's not many out there with that last name and first name, Patricia, right? Oh, okay. We're experiencing. Yeah, yeah, we're experiencing some stuff. That's okay. And finally, for you listeners out here, let's just sort of summarize what we just went through. Reducing work stress. Okay. We're talking about taking breaks, recovery after work, freedom, build a relationship, and then just continue to build those relationships. There's some really great stuff. Patricia, I'm sorry for the little breakup there, but you were fantastic. I love the meat. The meat to this thing, man. This is great. Really tangible stuff.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. You listeners at the Industrial Talk, we will wrap it up on the other side.
Well, and thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate the
You're awesome. You were absolutely awesome. So you listeners, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
All right. Again, thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. Two words, Patricia Grabarek, co-founder. It's more than two. I know you're keeping count out there. Co-founder of Worker Being. All right. Go out to Worker Being. Find her stat card. It's an amazing organization. We have another one that is in the can, ready to be able to be published, talking about human capital. Important topic, especially today. And plus, we're going to be able to share you with a 5-day workplace wellness reset, which is important. I highly recommend that, from the wonderful people at Worker Being. Remember, hashtag Operation Phoenix. Once again, it's about hope. It's about optimism. It's about collaboration. It's about strategic solutions for action. And we're highlighting the best of the best who have just given their time to be able to provide insights in this really difficult and challenging time. I understand. I'm here, hunkered down too, as well with you. So anyway, let's continue to sort of provide this great insight. These are wonderful, innovative people. So go out to industrialtalk.com, find out more. You will also find that 5-day workplace wellness. Do it. I've walked my dog. I've cleaned my pool. Anyway, be bold, be brave, dare greatly, change the world. Thank you very much for joining. We will talk later.